She is the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord.
From verse 30 It may look like we are going nowhere fast. It may appear as though we are going nowhere far. But it is very important that in these seasons of our lives that we live and we trust on God wholly. It may appear as though others are moving, and all we can do is but to watch. There is a way others can follow. There is a way others do what they do to get what they want. It appears as though we are confined. It may appear as though we are restricted, but God is dealing with us. God is brooding on us. God is making us. We see that this court was tied at the entrance of the village. So the court was amid the busyness and the free movement in and out of the village. The court could see all the transactions and all the movements. The court could see all other courts moving in and out of the village. But the condition remains that it is tied, unable to move from place to place. And I see other courts who could move around, who could move in and out of the village, saying to this court, "You foolish court, won't you try to release yourself and have a feel of what it means to be outside this our small village?" This court must have heard stories and account of other free rangers who have tried to visit other cities. This court remained tied. The condition is that this court remained tied. We see that this court remained tied. This court could only feed on the grasses which its confines could afford. This court could only feed on the forage which its tie could allow. The court made no effort to release itself. Maybe it could, but suddenly Jesus spotted this court in the spirit, and Jesus said, "There is a court tied on which no man had ridden." And Jesus made two very important comments about this court. Number one, Jesus said it was tied. It was in a relationship with God. It was tied. It was in a process of divine dealing. It appeared limited to certain jurisdiction. It was undergoing some dealings to curtail its appetite, to deal with lust, to develop the ability to persevere. It was learning humility. This court was learning commitment. This court was learning loyalty. Its character was being molded because it must carry Jesus. If this court must carry Jesus, it must have learned how to remain loyal, going where the master wants it to go, going as the master leads. Of course, you now see why Jesus opted for the tied court and not the free rangers. The character molding experience was necessary if it was going to carry the Lord. The character molding experience was necessary if this court was not going to get tired of carrying the Lord and being led by the Lord. The character molding experience was necessary if this court was not going to disgrace the Lord. The character molding experience was necessary if this court was not going to bring shame to the Lord. Of course, it is very clear that the free rangers, those who could move around, must have by now understood the roots to the temple in Jerusalem. By now, the free rangers, the free ranging courts, must have mastered how to go to Jerusalem, how to go to the temple by themselves. But Jesus was not looking at this. This was not Jesus' interest. We Jesus was going to place a higher priority to the matter of submission than expertise or skill. This God at this point is ready to say, Master, wherever you lead me, I will go. Of course, if it was not going to distort the plans of the Lord to move to Jerusalem, to the temple and the temple alone, then this God must have learned how to curtail anger and how to bear. This God must have learned the art of perseverance if it must be able to carry the Lord. And so we see the reason Jesus opted in for the God that has remained tied. Tell me, if the cult could submit to the ties to a stick, to the ties with a rope, how would it not submit to the Lord? And this is the essence of submitting to spiritual authority. Tell me, how would the cult submit to the Lordship of Jesus if it has not submitted to that tiny rope? If you were Jesus, would you choose the cults or the Lone Rangers? Who could make their own decision and who could act on the basis of their own will. Like Ruth, this court was going to say, Father, wherever you lead me, I will go. Wherever you direct me, that is where I will go. Number two, Jesus was going to point out a very important thing about this court. Jesus said, no man had sat on it. This God had been consecrated. This God has submitted itself to consecration. The Lord was going to be the first to use this God. This is important to Jesus' reputation. If people could recognize that this God Jesus was riding on was formerly owned or has been formerly used by a murderer or has been formerly used by a corrupt individual, they will shift their focus from Jesus and begin to analyze the ownership of the cult. For Jesus to allow people to focus on him, he had to use a cult that has not been ridden by another. This cult was consecrated for first-hand use by the Lord. Can we stop this cheap popularity thing? Can we stop this show and submit ourselves to the dealings of God? Can we stop this cheap popularity and submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God so that God will properly deal with us, so that at the time of release, when the Lord will finally say, lose him and let him go, people will not begin to question from whence have thou come. People will not begin to question from whence had that come. I thought I had seen you in so-so-so place. I've seen you being used by so-so-so person of evil reputation. How come you are now being used by the Lord? It is very important that we submit ourselves to the Lord so that when it is finally the time of appearance, we would have less explanation to make. Submission would always make us visible to the Lord. Jesus was going to see this court in the realm of the spirit, and Jesus said, go, you will see a court tied. No man has written on it. Loose him and bring him for me, because I am in need of that cult. Submission makes us visible before God. Total submission will always beg a time of release. In verse 30, we saw Jesus said, use him and bring him hither. When it's time for your release, No man can stop you, not even your disciples, not even your enemies, not even those that hate you. When it's time for your release, nothing stops you. He is well prepared, is well grounded. Jesus says, lose him and bring him hither. The disciple that says, why are you losing him? Peter says, to where are you taking our court to? This is a matter we will discuss in another time. But Jesus foresaw this and he said to his disciples, whenever these questions arise, tell them the Lord is in need of the court. And this is our focus for today. The Lord is in need of that court that has submitted itself. I was thinking, you know, that we always sing, I need the Lord. Every hour, I need thee. Or better still, we normally sing, I want more of you, Jesus. And not the other way around. But the Bible says, the Lord is in need of him. I was always thinking that we are always in need of the Lord. And today, God shows to us that he can be in need of not just a man, but a court that has submitted itself to the process of divine dealings. I need a court like this. I think the demand of Jesus was on the basis of the submission of this court. We see that wherever we are, when the Lord gets to identify us in the place of submission, he places a demand over our lives that no man, not even death, can stop. Because God has prepared us and attached to us a purpose. Any man attached to divine purpose cannot be stopped. Any man attached to purpose cannot die. Because there is a divine agenda hanging around that life. And today we have seen how we should submit. When you submit, you remain tied. When you submit, you remain consecrated to the Lord until the time that the Lord demands for your release. Until the time God demands for your release. Until the time God demands for your release. Remain tied and God bless you. Ikopera tela kompira gada handika paragatas. Jadalaga baragada.